Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink. I'm your host, Mike Adams. Thank you for joining us today. This is broadcast on radio stations all across America now. So if you're listening on radio, thank you for joining us. Please support your local station affiliate. It's also broadcast on InfoWars.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. with episodes being posted a few days later at Counterthink.com and our new active video website, the alternative to YouTube. It's called Real.Video, R-E-A-L. Real.Video is live right now. We've got thousands of videos that are active there right now, including many InfoWars episodes, news reports from across the spectrum. It's really amazing. You can have a free account there. There are hundreds of channels already set up and a lot more coming. So check out this episode and many other videos there at Real.Video. Now, I've got really an incredible show for you. We're changing the direction of this entire show for the foreseeable future because of the emergency that we are in. We are in the, you might say, the non-kinetic phase of a nationwide civil war. It hasn't quite gone into full-scale kinetic mode, although there have been hundreds of attacks by radical left-wing terrorists, Antifa attackers, and so on. Hundreds of documented attacks. I think over 500 is what Breitbart documented. But currently, it's not really preoccupied with kinetic violence. Right now, it's an information war, or what we call the info war. And what we need to do, what I've decided to use this show for from now on, at least until we get through this civil war risk, is to share with you specific tactics and strategies, action items that you can pursue, that you can share with others in order to help save our country from descending into a kinetic civil war. And the reason we don't want it to go there, and the reason the left does want it to break down into a civil war, is because, well, let's face it, the slaughter of leftists would be so, it would take place on such a massive scale if the Second Amendment supporters found themselves having to defend their lives against violence and aggression and attacks and terrorism. So, you know, if pro-America patriots were actually triggered to pick up their rifles, let's say, and defend their nation, the slaughter of leftists at that point, you know, in self-defense, would be so huge and so bloody. I mean, we want to avoid that. But it would be so bloody that United Nations troops would be called upon to occupy America, disarm America, confiscate guns from everyone under United Nations control. And that is exactly what the left is trying to achieve. They want bloodshed in the streets. So we have to work hard not to make that happen, not to give it to them. If there's shooting, if there's open bloodshed, then they win and they occupy America with United Nations troops, and we lose our liberties and we lose our freedoms. So we're going to talk today about how we can defend America, prevent it from going into a kinetic civil war, and yet also be prepared in a defensive posture in case there is violent aggression that targets you, your family, or your community, or even your nation, that you're able to respond in a defensive way, but also an overwhelming way that ends the violence against America, or ends, let's say, a communist sweeping revolution attempt, which is one of the things the left is now openly calling for in America. They want to end the borders. They want to end the free market system. They want to burn down the flag nationwide. They want to end the Constitution. Well, obviously, we can't let that happen. And if it comes down to that point, people will defend this nation. But we're going to talk today about how we avoid bloodshed, how we avoid a kinetic civil war, and what strategies that we all can start using and sharing right now to get people educated, to get people informed, awake, and aware, so that they don't get used as puppets by radical left-wing socialists, for example, or communists who have infiltrated many different sectors of our society, including government, education, media, and a lot more. So those are some of the topics we're going to cover today. My name is Mike Adams. I call for peace for America, civility, but also liberty. We're not going to give up our liberty. We're going to, if we have to, we're going to fight to save our country. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with the full show.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink. Mike Adams here on the InfoWars News Network, you might call it, because it's an expanding network, a lot of different shows. My show is one of the newer ones, but there are more coming online. There's a new studio under construction at the InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas. I was just there last week, actually, taking a look at it. It's pretty amazing. It's even more amazing than the current studio. But anyway, getting to today's topic, as I mentioned in the opening segment, we have to stop the left from driving our country into a kinetic, bloody civil war. So how do we do that? First, we have to recognize that we are in an information warfare stage. In other words, we're in the info war right now. And if we don't stop the escalation of this war that the left is trying to push, then they're going to push us into kinetic civil war. They're going to push us into open warfare in the streets. They're already trying to do that. And it turns out that certain police departments, like the Portland police, are actually trying to make that happen. They allow the Antifa masked terrorists to have weapons, you know, blunt force weapons and batons and things, while the pro-America groups, the Prayer group or the Proud Boys group, they are disarmed. And then the police funnel these groups into the same street, causing them to clash. And this is deliberate on the part of the Portland police. They do this because they want violence to break out. They want it to escalate. They're trying to make it happen because it's part of their script. So, the first thing that we must all remember is our posture. Our posture is defensive, but prepared. This should be a common posture for all of you who are concealed carry holders, like myself. I always carry a loaded firearm everywhere that I am in public. I carry it in the airport where it's legal in Austin. You can have a gun in the baggage claim area, for example, in the ticketing area. I legally carry a concealed weapon through the Austin airport when I'm picking up someone there, for example, and it's no problem. And by the way, there are not mass gunmen running around the Austin airport because they would be shot by about 50 armed citizens, you know, at any given day. So, you know, we have a posture that you should be familiar with, which is We don't initiate violence. We don't threaten others with violence. What we do is we ask others, we demand of them to live in a civil society, to live in a law-abiding society. And we abide by those laws ourselves, and we practice civility ourselves. At the same time, we carry legal weapons that can be deployed if there is an aggressor, someone, a violent attacker, someone who's harming people or killing people or threatening people with a deadly weapon or deadly force. We can then deploy that weapon against them to prevent violence and save lives. That posture is the posture that we must all take on a much larger scale, not just involving a concealed carry weapon, but involving saving our entire nation from these radical leftists. We have to understand that we don't initiate violence. We don't run around the streets and throw things at leftists, and we don't dox them, and we don't stalk them. Those are tactics that the left uses. What we do is we stand ready to defend ourselves. If we are violently attacked, we can respond with deadly force where it's legal, and it is in most jurisdictions. But we don't hope for that. We don't want to see that happen. So this posture is very, very important. It comes down to what I mentioned before. Whoever shoots first in the coming civil war loses the narrative. And I got to repeat that. Whoever shoots first loses. In other words, whoever is perceived as the aggressor, if this breaks down into a kinetic war, that group is going to be blamed. That group is going to be vilified. And right now, it's the radical left that has taken on the posture of aggression and insanity and violence. And that is only going to get worse as more and more elections are won by conservatives. So let's talk about that. We have the 2018 midterms coming up. The left is probably not going to have the blue wave that they had hoped for, unless something radically changes between now and then, which could always happen, so I'm not making a certain prediction. But here's, if the blue wave does not happen, in other words, if the left fails to take over the House and the Senate, for the For the next 2 years, they're going to go more insane than they have already gone, if that's even possible. The hysteria that you've seen among leftists in the last 2 years will be multiplied. They will commit more acts of violence. They will become more deranged. They will go even crazier online on Twitter and social media. CNN will go even more bat-ass crazy, as they say, on the air, because they are fake news, but they're also deranged fake news. You know, all of these things are going to get worse. And this is good for protecting America in the following way. Here's what it means. We don't want the left to win elections and gain power over us where this tyranny can become institutionalized in the weaponization of government. You see, the left is going to commit war against you one way or the other. If they control government, they will weaponize government and use it against you, just like Obama did, just like Lois Lerner did at the IRS, just like Bureau of Land Management did against the Bundys and the Oregon ranchers and so on. The left will weaponize government. But when they don't control government, the weaponization attacks will move to the fringe radical activists on the streets, groups like Antifa. And we would much rather the radical violence be in those groups than be institutionalized in the government itself being controlled by leftists. Does that make sense? In other words, when patriots have some level of control over the government, you know, Trump is in the White House, conservatives run Congress, both branches of Congress right now. The Supreme Court is moving more conservative with Neil Gorsuch and potentially Kavanaugh and others. This protects us. It does not allow leftists to occupy the government and weaponize it. So they have to move more to the fringe. They have to become more terrorist-like. They have to now really devolve into the 1970s era of mass bombings of government buildings, bombing people's cars, carrying out attacks on the streets, attacks on campus. Thing is, we can fight that. I mean, we, our government, our country, we can fight that. We have an immune system against that. They will not take over our country by wearing black masks and throwing frozen urine ice bombs on the streets. That is not going to take over our country. What it's going to do is it's going to show how radical the left has become, and it's going to drive voters away from the Democrats. So this is key. In fact, this is one of the key points that I wanted to remind you of tonight. The more radical the left becomes, the more it will drive normal people away from Democrats. And so part of your job, and one of the key tactics I'm sharing with you tonight, is to now, through all of your forms of communication, family and friends, social media, and so on, you need to point out the increasing radicalization of Democrats, how they are becoming unhinged, deranged, violent lunatics, and it's only getting worse. And when they don't win the House and the Senate in the midterm elections, they're going to go ballistic. The insanity of the left will take a whole new leap off a tall building, and they will be even more insane than you could possibly imagine. But again, This is something that we can survive as a nation. What we can't survive is leftists taking over the White House and taking over the Senate, taking over the House, taking over the Supreme Court. At that point, America is gone. It becomes a communist nation. It's only a matter of time. So we aren't there. Thank God. We can meet them on the streets, you know, with Proud Boys, for example, just punch their lights out. I met Rufio the other day at the InfoWars studios. A really cool guy, one punch knockout power. He takes out, you know, one punch, one Antifa guy is on the ground. And that's what we need. We need more people to join Proud Boys. We need more people to defend against violence. You know, join the prayer groups that are protesting. Join the patriot groups that are protesting. Join perhaps Oath Keepers if you're former law enforcement or veteran, for example. These groups are going to work to keep the peace against the radicalization and the violence on the left that is threatening our country and trying to drive us into a kinetic civil war. So keep that in mind. We have a lot more coming up here on Counterthink. My name's Mike Adams. I appreciate you joining me. A lot more strategy and tactics straight ahead. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with all that and much more here on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're going to get a lot more into the information warfare side of all of these strategies. But first, just to reiterate the posture here, you know, remember, we conservatives slash libertarians, Trump supporters, we are the people who support local law enforcement. We support local police. We support local sheriffs and deputies. We support civility. We want safe societies where there's not insane rampaging lynch mobs running around all the time, like masked Antifa terrorists. You know, we are the ones who want a civil society. We're the ones who want a sustainable society where you can go to a restaurant safely without being screamed at and shouted at or even shot at by radical leftists who now can't even stand the sight of a Make America Great Again hat. Just a red hat triggers them into a rage, like they're bulls in a bullfight or something. You know, you wave the red cloth at the bull, and the bull goes insane and tries to charge you and kill you and stomp you. Like, that's what leftists have become. You wear a red hat and they just lose their minds. I mean, they're actually triggered at an emotional level that is beyond reason, beyond rationality. It's an infantile, almost a lower brain function, almost an animalistic type of response. And, you know, that's all by design. I'll probably do another show to talk about how that has been injected into their consciousness, you know, how people have been turned into raging lunatics on the left. But that's not the focus of today's show. I just want to remind you, our posture is civility, peace, but strength and determination to defend our values, okay? So keep that in mind. We don't start fights, we finish fights. We don't start the shooting, but by God, if the left starts shooting, we will end it. We will end the violence. We don't start the revolution, you know, to try to take over America. We go to the ballot box and elect our president like we just did, you know, 2 years ago. And if the left tries to start a revolution, we will end it. And there will be a day, if that happens, there'll be, I call it Second Amendment Activation Day. If they try to do a violent overthrow or a violent takeover of the country, they won't get very far because there are, you know, 100 million armed Americans in every city, every county, all across the country. And I believe that they will defend their nation, you know, if it comes to that. But our goal is to help make sure it never comes to that. So let's talk about now the info war side of this, because this is how we stop it. Number one is stop being intimidated by leftists. When you go online and you talk about the things that you're passionate about, or you post on social media, or you post on Facebook, or you're posting videos, the number one thing to start with is don't be intimidated by lunatics. Of course they want you to shut up. If you're telling the truth, if you are pro-America, they hate America. If you think that a country should protect its borders, they hate you because they think that no country should have any borders. They openly demand this. Now, this is one of their key demands, which we'll also talk about here. Don't apologize for loving your country. Don't apologize for loving the Constitution. Don't apologize for being a pro-Second Amendment individual who believes in the right of self-defense. Don't be intimidated and don't apologize. Don't back down from these things. One of the ways that the left works, it's so insidious, is they try to bully everybody into silence. It's a form of self-censorship. And the platforms are doing it too, which makes it even more difficult to, of course, defend yourself against. Like, YouTube will ban you, you know, if you have a video that's pro-America in many cases. Or Facebook will ban you or shadow ban you. Twitter, the same thing. They shadow ban conservative sites. But we are building alternative platforms. And that's part of the answer here. So I've just spent $250,000. I've committed over $1 million, but I've already spent $250,000 to launch Real.Video. Real.Video is the YouTube alternative, and it's live right now. And there are thousands of videos up there right now. And you can watch videos on your mobile phone or on your desktop device. You can embed videos in web pages and WordPress posts and so on. And you can create your own account for free, and you can upload your own videos. And you're not going to be censored like the way YouTube censors you. So we have videos on there that are mocking Hillary Clinton. There's like a Maxine Waters remix video that's hilarious. There are Of course, there are a couple channels that are mocking Trump as well, like different rap music, kind of, I don't know, cartoon Trump mixes and so on. Just, I guess it's just entertainment. But there are also some serious channels. Jerome Corsi, you know, his channel is on there. We've got Robert Scott Bell on there. There are, you know, many, many journalists, and Red List News is on there. Jim White from Northwest Liberty News, he's on there. Many, many channels are doing daily analysis of events. And these channels would normally have been banned on YouTube. In fact, many of them were banned. And many of the videos that are posted there have been banned by YouTube. Videos that talk about false flags, for example. Videos that talk about media hoaxes. Or the fake news CNN history. You know, fake green screen, chroma screen, fake locations, putting two reporters in the same parking lot and saying they're thousands of miles apart. You know, all the things that CNN has done over the years to produce theatric fakery. It's all exposed. These videos are live right now on Real.Video. So one of the things that we've all got to learn to do is to use these alternative platforms. And also, those of you who are entrepreneurs, or if you're wealthy or you have a lot of money at your disposal, build alternative platforms. And then encourage others to use those alternative systems. So, for example, you know, I've also built a website called censored.news. It's a replacement for Google News. So Google News banned independent media. They banned InfoWars. They banned my website, naturalnews.com. They banned all the independent media so that it could be an echo chamber. So Google News is just CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, the same fake news garbage every minute of the day. So I built censored.news. Censored.news shows you Breitbart, Daily Caller, PJ Media, InfoWars, Natural News, I think the Freethought Project, and really over a dozen others. And so, you know, National Sentinel, many, many websites there. So you can start using these alternative platforms to get your message out. And this is key. We cannot subject ourselves to the tyranny of the platforms that the radical left-wing authoritarians are trying to force us into, which is, again, YouTube, Facebook, Google, and so on. Use an alternative search engine. Use DuckDuckGo, for example. You know, get off of Facebook completely. Stop using it. You know, get your news somewhere else. Go directly to the websites that you want to visit. You know, InfoWars has a new app that they just released. It's a really good app. You should download it. Go to infowars.com/app. I think that's the URL, just /app. You know, get the apps, type in the URLs of the websites that you like. If you open a browser, just type in infowars.com or type in real.video. Just go directly to the websites that you like. Don't rely on Facebook to feed you a diet of information, because they're going to twist it and distort it and censor it and shape it and engineer it to try to mess with your head and give you a false impression of reality. Same thing, even frankly, with Reddit or other, you know, news sources that sort of aggregate and then edit the headlines and bring you only what they want you to see. See, I don't do that. On censored.news, there's no editing. The headlines are just straight up headlines from all those websites. That's it. So you get all the news from all those sites. So start using alternative platforms, because that's where you're going to find freedom of expression. That's where you're going to find the truth about what's happening in America today. We'll continue a lot more straight ahead here on Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink. Now, as you are using these alternative media platforms and alternative social media platforms, there's Gab. You know, Gab.ai is out there. Again, my video website, real.video. It's like the YouTube alternative. You want to go directly to infowars.com. Don't let Facebook feed you this information. Go directly to these websites. As you're doing this, it's crucial that you start to understand and share information about what the left is now demanding, because this is so important. I probably should have opened the show with this, frankly, but you need to understand what the left is now demanding, and then we need to highlight that in the way we communicate with others. Now, let me be very specific about this. The left is demanding that America be destroyed as a nation. They're demanding what they call no borders, no nations, no prisons, no profits, which means no free market. They also want no police, by the way. So we got to break this down. We got to understand this. There is no more mainstream leftists. The left has shattered. The left has gone radical, radical left. That is socialism slash communism, fascism. Or people are walking away from the Democrat Party, as you've seen in the hashtag, you know, hashtag walk away. People are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. Because Democrats used to have, they used to be run by people who could at least present themselves as normal. Today, that's not even the case. They're not even normal. I'm not even sure some of them are fully qualified as humans in some ways. I mean, the fact that they don't have consciousness and they lack a heart and they lack intelligence and so on is like, really? Are you sure you're a full person? Because you seem like you're a hollow shell of idiocy, you know, some of these people. It's incredible. But the left has shattered, you see. And so it's going radical left. Look at the election of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What else? You've got these so-called Democrat socialists, which are really just socialists, right? I mean, just because you elect socialists who steal all your stuff and rule over you as authoritarians, that doesn't mean it's democracy. That just means it's a bunch of socialists, you know, who are rigging elections and stealing your stuff and ruling over you. It's not democracy. It's fascism. Okay, let's just call it what it is. But this is what's taken over the left wing of the party. So normal Americans who used to be Democrats, and I'm thinking of like a guy I used to know, he passed away, but he was a doctor, a very intelligent guy, very cool guy. He used to go to Bruce Springsteen concerts, and he was an MD, a general practitioner, and he was a lifelong Democrat. And I think if he were alive today, he would be leaving the Democrat Party because he doesn't want any part of this radical left-wing Antifa burning the American flag, tearing down the borders, invading the country with illegal aliens, overrunning the White House, overthrowing elections. He wouldn't want any part of that. And there's a lot of people like him who are walking away from the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party has become, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, socialism, fascism, communism, all those views are expressed there. But we have an incredible opportunity right now to highlight these things. When you're talking to people who, even if they are Democrats, you can probably open their eyes to a lot of this just by making them aware. Hey, you can say, did you know that now the hero, the new superstar of the Democrat Party, this Ocasio-Cortez, she's 28 years old, I think. She beat Crowley in this primary in New York. She's probably going to become a congresswoman. Do you know what she stands for? Do you know what the Democrat Socialists of America stands for? And you can just run down the list. No borders, that is, no border enforcement, just flooding America with unlimited illegal aliens and refugees from Mexico, Central and South America, and even other countries. That's number one. That's what Ocasio-Cortez wants for America. Shutting down all the prisons, literally releasing all the prisoners. So all the violent murderers and rapists, muggers, you know, home invasion, thieves, whatever, all these rapists and murderers and baby killers and everything, they want them released onto the streets of America, and they want to destroy the police because they say police are involved in injustice. So they don't want police in America, they don't want prisons, and they don't want borders. In other words, they want Amerizuela, you might say. They want America to become Venezuela. That's why I call it Amerizuela, or Calizuela for California, because it's probably going to go there first. I mean, think about the society they want. Oh, and at the same time all this is going on, they want to crush the free market system. They want to outlaw private enterprise. So if they sweep into power, they want a government that comes in and seizes your business, that just takes private businesses away from owners and entrepreneurs all across the country, seizes your business, and then the government will run it. Of course, the government will run it into the ground because government bureaucrats, especially, you know, idiotic socialists like Ocasio-Cortez, they don't know anything. They are ignoramuses. They're illiterate about economics or how to run anything. That's why they run for office, because they can't do anything in the real world. They just want to rule over people and steal their stuff and call it you know, what I'm going to call it equality. It's not equality unless everybody's equally impoverished and starving, like Venezuela. I guess that is one form of equality. If you love Democrats and you like eating out of dumpsters, or, you know, cooking up your neighbor's cat, or sneaking into the zoo at night and chopping up a flamingo so you can not starve to death. I mean, that's Venezuela. And that's what people like Ocasio-Cortez would bring to America. This is what Democrats openly want. You see, it used to be that Democrats pretended to love America. They pretended. I mean, you go back in the 1990s, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they were opposed to illegal immigration on the record. Even Obama in his early years, the first term, 2008 through 2012, he was opposed to illegal immigration. But today, the radical left demands illegal immigration. They demand ending the border enforcement. So when you talk to people about this, you can go online, you can find posters and protest signs. They say, abolish ICE. That means ending border control. That means allowing anyone to flood into the border, anyone at all. And of course, Democrats want to allow all those illegals to have citizenship, entitlement payouts, and voting rights. And if that happens for just 1 year, they will outvote you as an American forever. You will never get your country back, not without fighting for it. You know, I mean, you'll be outvoted forever. Your country will be taken over. Your country will be occupied, invaded, and overthrown. And that's exactly what the left wants, because they want to turn America into an authoritarian nation like Venezuela, where the masses are impoverished and enslaved, but there are a few politically elite, super wealthy, connected individuals at the top of the poverty pyramid who are running everything. And they're going to be called Democrats. And they're going to say they're fighting for equality, and they're fighting for transgender rights, and they're fighting for higher minimum wages. And they're going to do this while the country is absolutely crashing and collapsing into destitution, starvation, and probably civil war rioting nationwide. I mean, again, look at Venezuela. Look at North Korea. Look at the way these people have run, you know, Cuba. Look at Fidel Castro and the communist overthrow of Cuba. Look at the former Soviet Union, for that matter. Look at the Stalinist Revolution. Look at the Cultural Revolution in China with Mao. And many other examples of this throughout history. When radical leftists take over countries, they destroy innovation, they destroy wealth, they destroy economic abundance, and they always do it in the name of equality. And so all we have to do is point out to others now that this is the admitted plan of leftists. They openly call for abolishing all of these things, flooding America, taking away your private property, private business, having the government control and run everything and seize all your businesses, and they open the mask is off, you know. They openly call for this. So all you have to do now is point this out to others you know and help wake them up so that they too can walk away from the Democrats and help save America. All right, we'll continue this discussion with more strategies on the other side of this break. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. This is our final segment for today, but it's a long segment, so we've got a lot to cover here. And we talked about the psychological warfare. It's important that you expose the real agenda of the Democrats. Again, they want no borders. They want no prisons. They want to shut down all the prisons, release all the criminals. They want to shut down all the police nationwide. They want to turn America into a sanctuary nation where all criminals just run free, where they're crapping all over the streets, not just in San Francisco, but all over all the cities, just crapping all over the country. No one's arrested for anything. Just rampant violence, crime, you know, rapings, murder. This is the country that they actually openly demand now. Again, they say no border enforcement, no prisons, no police, and no free market system. They don't want anybody to own a business. They don't want anybody to be able to make a hiring or firing decision without government approval. So if you do own a business, it'll be run by the government. You will be a puppet to the government. The government will tell you exactly what wage you have to pay, how many people you have to hire, and what quantities of products or services you have to produce, because it's all going to be a centrally planned economy, which of course never works because bureaucracies collapse everything that they control. You know, the free market system works obviously so much better, which is why America has become the most prosperous industrialized nation in the world, the most innovative, the most pioneering for, you know, a couple of centuries now. That's a big deal. And the reason that that worked is because we have liberty and freedom, which the left is now threatening to take away. So I'm going to talk about now preparedness for kinetic defense. And I want to be very clear. In the opening of the show, I talked about posture. We, that means you and I, patriots like us, people who love our country, we support Make America Great Again. We support President Trump. We support the Constitution. We support the police. We have a posture of being ready to defend ourselves with overwhelming force if necessary, but we do not initiate violence against others. So I just want to reiterate that, because I carry a loaded weapon at all times. I carry an AR-15 in my vehicle at all times. It's legal, and I'm well-trained in it, by the way, but I never run around initiating violence with these guns. I've never had to fire a single round in any kind of a conflict with anyone, and I hope it never happens. But if it does happen, I am ready to help stop violence, stop the assaults, and protect the lives of the innocent. And that is what police do, and that is what we must all remember as a primary motivator for protecting our nation if it comes to that. So I want to mention here, not just the posture, but some of the gear. If you are not currently competent and proficient in using a handgun and an AR-15 platform, you know, rifle system, it doesn't have to be an AR, it could be an AK, it could be, it needs to be some kind of semi-automatic system where you could carry, you know, 20 or 30 rounds per magazine. But you need to be proficient where it's legal. Obviously, I don't encourage you to do anything that's illegal. But if you're in an area where you can legally own a semi-automatic rifle and a 30-round magazine like a PMAG, then you need to get that. You need to get proficient in it. There are too many gun owners, in my opinion, in America who have a lot of guns. They're just sitting on the shelves. They've never really learned how to use those guns. Like if you have a pistol, can you do right-handed shooting and left-handed shooting? Do you know how to clear jams? Do you know how to clear a double feed or a stovepipe feed? If you have an AR-style rifle, do you know how to clear that? What if you get shot in your hand? Do you know how to operate and reload your pistol with one hand? What if it's your weak side hand? Do you know how to do that? Because these are skills that actually matter. And these are taught by very competent firearms instructors and concealed carry instructors all across America. And I say that right now is the time to go to those courses, find those instructors, sign up for those classes, go get the experience, the hands-on experience that you need to operate both an AR-15 type of platform as well as a pistol platform. And you can bring a Glock, or you can bring an M&P shield, or you can bring a SIG, or whatever you want to bring, or an FN pistol if you want. They're all good quality pistols. They all work. Beretta, for that matter. Just bring something that you can work with and learn how to use it and get proficient with it. And then learn how to clean it, for God's sake, people. Come on. I know people who've had pistols for 10 years and they've never cleaned it once. And they've shot it, you know, thousands of rounds through it. And I asked them, when was the last time you cleaned it? And they're like, well, I took it apart once when I first got it, and that's the last time I had it apart. Come on. You need to keep your gear running in better condition. So learn how to disassemble an AR, which is very simple, just to clean the bolt carrier group and even the bolt itself, clean the barrel, learn how to disassemble your Glock, let's say, learn, you know, just how to take down your firearms and do some basic cleaning and reassemble them. And it's not difficult, and you don't need all this fancy gun grease and everything. You can just go buy axle grease, frankly, that works most of the time. That's what I run on a lot of my firearms. I mean, there is a lot of high-end stuff out there, but you don't have to spend a fortune. If you don't know what to get, just go buy axle grease at the local hardware store. It's made for high-temperature operation lubrication. It works on most firearms. So, I mean, get competent, because even though our posture is defensive, that posture is meaningless if you're not capable and competent of being able to run your firearms. And, oh, I should mention, even on my video network, Real.Video, which is the YouTube alternative, we have a course there, and it's free to watch, and it's taught by a U.S. Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 5. His name is Clark, plus a U.S. Marine, close combat specialist. He's a combination of MMA, hand-to-hand fighting, plus firearms, multiple firearms expert. They teach a course there that we call Real Self-Defense. The nickname is The Joy of Shooting. If you just go to real.video and you search in the search box for The Joy of Shooting, you will find the episodes that we've posted there. There's 7 episodes in total so far, and we're hoping to be able to film like 7 more on the AR rifle. Like the first 7 is just about pistol skills, how to shoot, how to have your proper stance, proper grip, multiple target engagement, sight picture alignment, all of these issues, reloading, you know, practicing magazine reloads, practicing clearing jams, trigger reset control. All of these topics are taught in this course, and it's a free course. So all you got to do is just go watch it and then, you know, practice in a safe and lawful manner. You can do a lot of dry fire practice or go find an instructor in your local area. Go find, you know, a concealed carry instructor, someone who can teach you more. It is crucial that you do this right now. Not because, you know, we don't want to see bloodshed. We don't want to take an aggressive posture. We're not going to start anything. But by God, if they are attacking us and attacking our nation and trying to overthrow our republic and install a communist dictatorial regime and mass execute us who are Trump supporters and probably try to execute the president or kidnap the president, if they're trying this stuff, by God, we're going to stop them. And the way you do that is you demand that people follow the law, and then you work, you make sure that you are ready to help enforce that with, you know, law enforcement on your side, your sheriff's deputies on your side, even the U.S. military will be on your side. We don't initiate violence, but we stop it. And we do so because we are disciplined, we are law-abiding citizens, and we are competent. We are trained, we are proficient, and we are geared up in our defense just in case the left goes insane and tries to sweep through a communist-style revolution like they did in China, the Cultural Revolution. They drag people out of their homes, and they beat them to death with pipes and bricks, okay? I'm not going to let that happen in Texas. And wherever you are, you should commit that you're not going to let that happen either. If you start seeing these mass Antifa radical left-wing terrorists going door-to-door in your city and dragging people out of their homes and beating them on the heads and killing them, you probably have the legal right to shoot that attacker to stop the violence and save lives. Now, that's your choice. I'm not a lawyer, so you should check your local laws or you should be aware of them beforehand. But I believe that in virtually every jurisdiction, you have the legal right to use a firearm to stop a violent crime, especially a crime that could kill someone. So, but again, abide by your laws, okay? And if it's not legal to do that in your area, you should move out of there. You should move to a place where you have the right to legally defend yourself or to defend your neighbors or family members. So that's what this is all about. I hope I've been very clear through this entire broadcast about our posture, which is defensive. We support law enforcement. We support defending our nation. We support our constitutional republic. But we also demand that if there is an attack, an assault that is trying to overthrow us or harm us or kill us, we demand the right to defend ourselves, to defend our country, to defend our communities. And we assert that right, and we will back up that right, if necessary, with whatever force is guaranteed by our Constitution and our local laws. So thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for Counterthink. More episodes yet to come. There's a lot coming up. Don't miss them. Thanks for listening.